Unit 12. John Matthew Ottoson. Imagine yourself being a 14-year-old Japanese boy working, along with your older brother and 12 other crew members, on an Edo-era cargo boat on the way to Edo with a load of rice. There is a violent storm, and the boat loses both mast and rudder and begins drifting helplessly out to sea. Days and weeks and then months go by as you drift far out into the vast Pacific Ocean. Other crew members begin to weaken and die, including your older brother. You realize helplessly that a whole year has gone by, and you begin to lose hope. You begin to think that you will end up just like your brother. Now, there are only three of you left alive, and you have been drifting for 14 months. Suddenly, you see land. After months of hopelessness, the boat drifts up onto a beach, and you have survived. Your name is Otokichi Yamamoto. This was only the beginning of an incredible story of adventure. Otokichi and the other two survivors landed on a beach on the northwest coast of America in 1834. The three Japanese boys were then captured by Native Americans and made slaves. But then they were rescued by a famous British trader named John McLaughlin. He sent them to England. Otokichi was 15 years old, and he quickly learned to speak English. From England, they were sent back to Asia to be returned to Japan. However, the Japanese Bakufu fired big guns at the British ship they were on because of the law of seclusion, Sakoku. Otokichi eventually found work as a translator in Macau. He was the first Japanese to become a British subject and the first Japanese to join the British Royal Navy as an official translator. His British name was Ottoson, Otto from Otokichi. He even met Yukichi Fukuzawa in Nagasaki at the signing of the first treaty between Japan and Britain. Otokichi never returned to live in Japan. He moved from Macau to Shanghai and married a Malaysian woman. They had children, and he eventually moved to Singapore, where he died in 1867 at the age of 49. However, in 2005, his bones were brought back to his hometown, Mihama, in Aichi Prefecture, and a monument was erected to him there. Otokichi finally came home to rest in peace. Through his story, we can share in the triumph of survival of another human being in the face of incredible hardship and suffering.